Yet today, we saw jobless figures which are the best since he became president. Do you give him credit for that? Do you think he's doing a good job in reducing the jobless figures? Or how would you summarize your feelings?
I wouldn't give him too much credit. Of course, everybody should be pleased that there are more jobs now than there were a month ago. But they're pretty puny to what we should be doing. But if you look at those figures and dissect them out, they're not all that glamorous. Because during that last month, 1.2 million people dropped out of the workforce. So if you get 200,000 new jobs and 1.2 dropped out, you still lost a million jobs. So if you take that into consideration, you can't turn these people into non-people. You can't fudge the figures, and that's what politicians do.
I understand.
Wait, let me try to finish that. If you do that, actually, the unemployment rate is 11%, not 8.5. It went up rather than gone down, if you count these
people.
Isn't
there a problem here, though, that if all the Republicans keep dumping on what are apparently good figures, then the momentum, the positivity that America needs to get itself out of recession get stymied a bit. I mean, I'm going to read you a quote here, which I thought was classic.
Well, can I answer that?
Well, let me just read you this quote. This is from Jeb Hensarling, who's a Republican representative. He said, today is an indication of another failure of his president's policies. 36 months in a row of 8% plus unemployment, which is a ludicrous way of spinning it. How can you say this is another example of a president getting things wrong on a day when actually the official figures, whichever way you dress them up, are positive? Isn't the better thing, the more, I suppose, a more credible position for Republicans to say, I am encouraged by this, but he should have gone further.
To me, it's more important that you admit the truth. So if I'm speaking the truth, so we might have to compare figures and all. But let's assume for a second that I'm speaking the truth and the 200,000 new jobs was a net benefit. But what I'm saying is we quit counting people. We disavowed them. So if I'm speaking the truth, the most important thing is we know the truth, not as probably. Matter of fact, you'll probably have me a hard time. You probably haven't heard me in a speech. I do talk about the president a little bit, mainly on attack on civil liberties and maybe not doing enough about the wars. So I'm not in that same people to say, well, the president didn't do enough. It's all the president's fault, because it isn't.